The squad condemns assassination attempt. I wish the former president a speedy recovery. By Paul Bois on July 13, 2024. The squad, the most progressive members of Congress, condemned the assassination attempt on former President Trump on Saturday, though some were hesitant to specifically mention him. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, the leader of the group, condemned the violence and issued the most forceful statement in support of Trump's recovery. "There is no place for political violence, including the horrific incident we just witnessed in Pennsylvania. It is absolutely unacceptable and must be denounced in the strongest terms. My heart goes out to all the victims and I wish the former president a speedy recovery," Ock said. "Sending condolences to the family of the person killed at Trump's rally. We should all be exhausted by the consistent senseless violence in our society. Political violence is abhorrent and must end. Wishing the former president a full recovery. This is a scary time for democracy," said Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY. Other members of the squad, such as Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, and Representative Summer Lee, DPA, condemned the violence without specifically mentioning former President Donald Trump. All members of the squad have previously said that Trump would be a threat to democracy and the U.S. Constitution if he were elected. Democrats, including Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, and former Speaker of the House Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, emphatically condemned the violence and wished former President Donald Trump well. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and California Governor Gavin Newsom, D, condemned the violence as well.